Some insults end up forgotten to history, and some remain. What makes the difference? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ian Afflerbach, associate professor of American literature at the University of North Georgia, looks into this with current events on the mind.
Over the years, American workers have used a remarkably rich vocabulary to shame traitors among their ranks. Some insults, like blackleg, are forgotten today. Others, like rat and stool pigeon, now sound more like the banter of noir cinema than charged political language. No word, however, has stung American workers more consistently for the last century and a half than scab. This insult appears virtually any time there's labor unrest in America. During the Writers Guild and Screen Actors Guild strikes of 2023, for example, celebrities like Drew Barrymore and Bill Maher were shamed as scabs for trying to continue their projects. President of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, called Donald Trump a scab for suggesting that striking workers at Tesla should be illegally fired. Fain even wore a shirt saying Donald Trump is a scab at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. But like so many of our cultural keywords, this familiar insult has an unfamiliar history. Scab actually dates back to medieval Europe, when diseased skin was widely taken as the sign of a corrupt or immoral character. In the 1500s, English writers started using scab as slang for a scoundrel or rogue. By the 19th century, however, American workers had adopted this word for a much more specific purpose: to attack any peers who refused to join a union, refused to strike, or acted as strikebreakers. Scab works as an insult among laborers because it directs visceral disgust at anyone tarnishing their natural bond by putting self-interest above class solidarity. Of course, insults only do so much. That's why the Canadian Parliament recently passed landmark anti-scabbing legislation, prompting cries for similar protection of labor rights here in the United States.
That was Ian Afflerbach of the University of North Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.